What if it is enough just for us to be here? If that's actually why we were born, to just radiate ourselves without pressuring or adding to, and without holding back. What if even when we're trying to get it right or think we've gotten it wrong or something's wrong, that something that we came here to do is radiating itself? And being nourished. And radiating and being nourished. Something that we can't quite see about ourselves. It's so close, so deep, so easy, and so wonderful. So to allow ourselves more and more into that state of acceptance and grace, where we don't demand of ourselves to add to what we are. And we're not afraid to let that shine. We could see what happens if we play with out-breath as a letting go of energy falling down the front of the body. And in-breath as a receiving, coming up the back of the body. Letting go, energy coming down the front of the whole body, down the face, the throat, the chest, the belly, the front and inner legs. Receiving on the in-breath, coming up the back and sides of the legs, the buttocks, the back, the shoulders, the neck, and the head. The receiving is a kind of receiving that doesn't stop shining. There's a kind of glow or light to the receiving as well as to the letting go. And the letting go with the out-breath down the front. It's letting go of what's no longer needed in us. What wants to now change shape, move on. Either because it's old or because it was still good, but too much good. An excess of good, just letting it go down the front. Receiving in up the back. So we can imagine for a while so that then we could start to actually tune into the image and feeling and vibration of this that's already happening. letting go down the front with the out-breath, letting in up the back with the in-breath. Not forcing the letting go or the letting in. Because these actions are not adding to your true nature. Just letting us access that acceptance of our true nature, experience of it. Just relaxing and gaining confidence so that we can snuggle right up close into what we really are. And feeling the palm of the left hand for a little while. As if this is a place that we could more easily see and feel and kind of hear our song, see our true nature, feel how it radiates by itself. Just feeling the left palm of the hand. The palm is the part between the wrist and the fingers, the flat map of us. Just feeling what we feel. And then in the right foot, the sole of the right foot. So especially the arch of the foot. But basically the whole part that's not toe on the bottom of the foot. Just feeling it. Without much contact with all of our ideas about what the foot is and does, but just feeling it. And then the sole of the left foot. what's happening here. The palm of the right hand now. The lower belly, as if we didn't know anything about the belly, we didn't know we had one, like a child in the forest discovering something alive and unknown. And beautiful. And then let's play with trying to really feel inside the diaphragm, so at the base of the rib cage. It's that layer inside that opens downward as we breathe in. It helps the lungs open. And rises up and lifts the heart up as we breathe out. Rises up and compresses what's above it, the lungs and the heart, and lifts them up. So whatever we can feel of this elastic layer, it's connected to the whole rib cage and the spine. Going right across the middle of us, horizontally. So as we breathe out, it lifts up what's above it. And as we breathe in, it massages downward on what's below it, all of the organs underneath the diaphragm, liver and stomach and intestines, etc. Letting it be more and more elastic and letting it really feel how it's supported on the bones of the ribs and the spine. And it's supported by what's above and below it as well. Letting it soften as if it actually has nothing to do. As if some larger body of breath fits all around our body, as if that breath body is using the diaphragm, moving it down for the in-breath, lifting it up for the out-breath. So as if the diaphragm itself is getting massage from the breath. And the more the diaphragm lets itself receive the massage, the more silky and bright it will feel. Just noticing if it's easier to feel one side of the diaphragm or the other, right or left, front or back, top or bottom. Just slowly letting our sensing of the aliveness spread out as if someone else is very slowly waving a big clean sheet up and down. And kind of melting back into the spine. As if our sensing could be warmed up now so much that it's almost liquid. Feeling the whole spine as one thing. Like a big seahorse or some beautiful, slow creature. Feeling into the left side of the spine for a little while, all along the length of that spine creature. It's like a creature with clear eyes that knows it's gifted with true nature. And the right side of the spine. As if we're just waking up after a nice, deep, beautiful sleep. In bed, slowly moving the attention up and down the right side of the spine. Not trying to get anywhere with it. Just that movement because it feels so good. And just noticing where are the parts along the length that are not so easy to feel or don't feel so fluid, and knowing that that's allowed. And coming to the back half of the spine. More or less, our best guess of more or less the back half. Starting at the top and just flowing down like a slow waterfall. And the front half of the spine. Starting at one end and moving towards the other at first, and then if you can hold the whole length in a gentle, caressing hand. Coming back to the back half of the spine. Is it possible to feel inside the bones? Into that channel that connects into the head. Being open not just to physical anatomy, so the nerves and the brain. Also, but maybe also subtle, we could say, anatomy. That also connect into the head. really including the base of the spine as well. The whole thing. Maybe we could even start to sense how the whole brain and spine, right down to the bottom, is enclosed in a membrane altogether. It's wrapped together so that it can soak in its fluid that it then passes on to the rest of the body. Cerebrospinal fluid. Maybe we could even feel that kind of sac, that wrapping all around the brain and spine. And not being too surprised if you feel that the base of the spine seems just as intelligent as the top of the spine, the head. Sometimes we could even feel the gentle waves as the fluid of the brain and spine moves from the head to the tail. A little bit more slowly than a slow breath of the lungs. What if there's already enough true nature here? Relaxing, grateful, confident, at ease. Letting it be. Shine. Move us. And lay us down.